Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and I'm here with Ted Shilowitz from Red Digital Cinema, who happens to be employee number one. Spends a lot of time traveling, talking about Red technology. One of the things that I was intrigued by when I was down at Red Studios Hollywood was the whole education lab area. Lots of Z-Series workstations, and you guys have chosen Windows for that particular program and environment, post-production, that kind of thing.
Correct.
And what was it about Windows that made the decision for that?
Right, so it was a combination of mutual interest on Microsoft and HP's part and Red's interest in looking around the corner a little bit. I mean, it's no secret that for many, many years, creative computing has predominantly lived on the Macintosh platform, mm-hmm. which we fully support, love, continue to support and work at a very high level with them. But it doesn't mean that that's the only choice, right? And if you really want to explore all options and see what kind of hardware and software combinations can offer different creative possibilities and mm-hmm. different use cases, you have to sort of open your mind from just the one narrow path and look a little wider. And trust me, this is from someone who's worked on a Macintosh platform his entire professional career, right?
Right.
So for me, there was that moment of, do I even really want to spend any time looking at something else? But mm-hmm. seeing how compelling the HP hardware was on the high-end workstations and these new Z1s, mm-hmm. and how we can implement them on such a robust fashion, seeing what's going on with Windows 8 is a much more user-friendly UI experience for someone that comes from a creative background and not an IT-based background. Everything started to line up, right? Mm. Plus, already on the finishing end, a lot of the big DI systems and the finishing post systems are already running Windows as their operating system. You don't mm-hmm. see it typically because it's in the background and they've got this very sexy DI UI going on all the time. But they're already using HP Gear and Windows operating systems. Mm-hmm. So it made sense for us to see how far we could implement. So the first step was, where's the best place to try this? And interestingly enough, it always kind of comes from the youngest up, right? So we run a summer camp program that the kids mm-hmm. shoot with Epics and Scarlett's, and it's amazing in many fronts. You can learn about it if you just go to Camp Red, mm-hmm. or Google Camp Red, you'll see it, and you can sign up for it for this summer. But we decided to work with HP to implement all of these HP computers for our Redcine prep software and the Adobe software to do editorial, which is what's on these machines here. Mm-hmm. And it was genius, because these kids didn't come to it with any preconceived notions of, I only edit this way on these machines, and I'm a little nervous about trying anything else. They were like, okay, well, this looks fun.
Right.
And we loaded and we taught them native editorial, all on these Windows machines. The HPs are super powerful, so it just did it. Mm-hmm. And there was never any question of it was hard, because these kids didn't know that it was supposed to be hard.
Right.
So it was just super easy. We watched how they did everything with complete ease and logic. And then we started rolling that into our adult classes and into our longer film or movie school classes, and started showing it to customers that were like, we love the Red, we're concerned that we've heard, you know, post is a little tricky. And we said, well, mm-hmm. let me show you how a bunch of kids do it.
Yeah.
And how it's really not tricky at all. You just have to kind of open your brain up a little bit and know that just like the camera is a whole new way of imaging the world, post-production with Red is a whole new way of thinking about post. Mm-hmm. And once you get it, it's probably the simplest, most efficient, best workflow you've ever had.
Yeah.
And once you see it in action with a 9-year-old kid doing it, you know that you can do it, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it happened. So it actually started with the kids, and then we realized how effective it was. The ultimate provability is this year at Sundance, there were two movies that did a native editorial workflow, just like we've been talking about.
No
like
transcode.
No transcodes at all.
Up. Yep.
And work that way for two feature films that are now getting distributed. A big movie would still maybe be too scared to do that. They would think they better still transcode. And there's mm-hmm. still a lot of course, very valid reasons to transcode. But the fact that a couple of movies proved this, and now there's a whole other crop of movies trying it, is a good testament towards looking toward the future, looking at multiple OSs and multiple hardware platforms, gives you more flexibility.
Yeah.
And that's really all we're talking about.
Right. And this the HP Z820 Red Edition, if people want to know more about that, they can go to ProMax
or
TechServe.
Yeah, on the west coast of the United States, ProMax.
Yep.
And on the east coast of the United States, TechServe are the two main resellers that sell these. It's kind of what you're looking at the pictures of. Mm-hmm. These highly integrated HP Z820s with the Red SSD card readers built right into them.
And it's the cool blacked out theme,
and it's
too.
It's all redified.
Right. Yeah, it looks red. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So thanks for joining me. And if you want to know more about HP workstations, obviously go to the HP workstation site. got a bunch of blog content on these particular systems also on the Extreme Windows blog. So thanks.